you ever have, back to Iraq, I mean, we've talked about political advances. There's also been, I think it's well over 3,000 deaths, including civilians and insurgents and women and children, I think, since the beginning of the year. I'm not sure the exact number. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and question whether you did the right thing?
I know we did the right thing. Saddam Hussein was a monstrous figure, not just to his own people, but in the Middle East as a whole. He'd invaded his neighbors twice. He'd used the chemical weapons in the region. And this is a region that has had such malignancy in it that and such an absence of freedom that it was producing a movement of people who were prepared to fly airplanes into our buildings on September 11th and associated people with this movement to kill Russian school children or to blow up a Spanish metro stop or a nightclub in Bali or a place that I went that was just eerie, which was a Palestinian wedding in Jordan. I actually went into the hotel room where that happened. This is an ideology of hatred that has got to be stopped, and it's got to be stopped at its source, and its source is the absence of freedom and hope in the Middle East. And with somebody like Saddam Hussein in power, you weren't going to do anything about a different kind of Middle East. And it is absolutely the case that people thought he had weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, it's very interesting. A lot of people have very short memories. If, in fact, nobody else thought that he had weapons of mass destruction, then for some reason the international community put the Iraqi people under the toughest sanctions probably known in modern international history. Sanctions that drove nutrition rates down, sanctions that collapsed agriculture in Iraq, sanctions that were being bled off and used and manipulated by Saddam Hussein's regime, and also apparently through bribery and scandal, other figures in the international system. That's the kind of sanctions regime that was in place. Now, if nobody thought he had weapons of mass destruction, then that's a shame. And those are the people who ought to be ashamed. It's people who were prepared to leave that country under those kinds of sanctions because they were fearful of Saddam Hussein but not willing to do anything about him. And so, no, I'm very, I think it is an honorable thing that the United States and its coalition partners have done. I think it is an honorable thing that the Iraqi people have their first chance to have an elected government that can represent them. I know they're going through difficult times. You know, democracies always go through difficult times. And before we become, in the United States, too high-handed about the difficulties that the Iraqis are having, I hope we'll remember our own difficult past, both in our own revolution and in our own civil war. And I hope we'll remember that when our democracy was formed, it had a few flaws, like the one in the Constitution that made my ancestors three-fifths of a man. So we shouldn't be so doubting of the Iraqis, and I think we ought to be with them, supportive and proud of what they've achieved.